I cringe as I drive down my street in the weeks before the election. Sidewalks strewn with cheap plastic signs, fighting over each other for the ideal position to be seen by passers-by. And there's not just one politician sign per street corner, but as many as they possibly can squeeze in. As I look to the people around me, does anyone see what I see? I roll my eyes at one particular sign for the so-called environmental steward, who's hoping to be elected, with their multiple throwaway plastic signs jammed into the ground, pick me, pick me, pick me. The Government of Canada states on their website, no one wants to see plastic litter in their local park or hiking trail, or on the shoreline where their kids play. That's why the Government of Canada has moved forward a comprehensive plan to ban harmful single-use plastics and keep them out of the environment. I just saw about 25 plastic signs at my local park. We promised to ban harmful single-use plastics, and we're keeping that promise, Trudeau wrote in a tweet on August 20, 2022. I can feel my lunch coming up as I read this. Yeah, whatever, Trudeau, let's just see how many billions of dollars and plastic signs get wasted on his next campaign. I really hope Trudeau's last bout of signs were single-use. Following the tobacco industry's playbook, let's just never admit to a glaring problem that's contributing to one of Canada's biggest issues. This because money and narcissistic actors always have the final say. These candidates suggest they're for the people, for the environment, but really, they just jump on the plastic bandwagon, hoping to be accredited with moral virtue without the true and honest actions needed to attain it. How about you politicians get out there yourself and stand on the street corners, instead of your fake plastic heads on signs? I bet you would have a better chance of obtaining votes if you spent time talking to a handful of people in each of these neighborhoods, answering their questions and having real conversations. Before I finish my gripe about plastic signs, let's not forget, though silly, a graduate lives here, signs as well. Seriously people, do we need to add more plastic to our landfill because you need to tell the world someone graduated from high school? That equates to several hundred chunks of plastic for every high school, every year. How about we just give everyone a blue ribbon and call it a day? Rochelle? Squamish.